Mo from San Diego.
I'm going to set my 10 minutes here. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mo, and I am an alcoholic. Yeah, it's funny. I was talking to Joe before the meeting, and he said, should we call you Maureen O or Mo-O? And I said, I used to be Mo-O when I was drinking, you know, Mo-O, all the time. I'm really grateful to be here. Happy birthday, Kevin and David, wherever you are. This is a large meeting. And welcome to the newcomers. Happy birthday to you. It's awesome. I am so grateful to be a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. I spent 37 years of my life as an alcoholic, an active alcoholic. I was raised, for the most part, here in San Diego County, and I'm the youngest of seven kids. I'm about 5 years separate from my next oldest sibling in the seven-kid chain. And from that time, I remember just feeling a little different or separated from my family. I remember standing at a window looking out on a cul-de-sac where we used to live and watching all the kids, my older brothers and sisters, playing out there, having a grand time. And I'd be standing there in the house with my mom. I remember back at like 2, 3 years old because she, you know, felt I was too young to get out there and play with all of them. And so I felt different. And I just remember from a very early age always wanting to have people's attention, be the center of attention, you know, get what I can to get that attention. And that continued throughout my lifetime, as I can look back now. I started drinking back in the golden year of 1972. My fondest memories are underneath Crystal Pier, where I'd gather with some of my other 12, 13-year-old peers and run over to the 7-Eleven at the end of Grand Street and stand out there in our bikinis and try and get guys to buy us, you know, Old English 800, Schlitz malt liquor, those finest of beers to do the one main thing, get as drunk as we could. And there were other things that we did underneath the pier. Oh my gosh, that was so awesome when I found my friends that would do that. It was everything. That's the way I wanted to live the rest of my life, just having fun, and life was a party. And it went on that way. I actually really enjoyed my high school years. I think back, they were fun party times. I actually graduated from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, seriously. The guy that wrote this story disguised himself as one of my fellow seniors, and he wrote this story about the junior class back in 78, and I was surprised when the movie came out to, wow, that reminds me of high school. So I thought I'd make better of myself after I graduated in 78, and I had dreams of grandeur and wanted to become an actress. So where do young little girls go, where, you know, with their dreams, they go off to Hollywood, which is what I did. And amazingly enough, I was there for about 7.5 years. I started doing some little bit of acting and TV commercials here in San Diego back in the late 70s, and thought I was going to find success and fame and all those things that I was looking for to fill that little bit of emptiness that I had in my gut. I didn't realize that at the time, but I thought that would make me happy, that would fill me up, you know, getting popular, being a movie star, things of that nature. And I did okay, actually, the 7.5 years I spent there, but my timer started ticking, my wishes to become a mom, and I kind of lost my the grandeur of Hollywood. I got to learn a lot about it. I actually started to enjoy the theater, and for whatever reason, I came back to San Diego, and I started to visit San Diego more often, and all of those buddies and friends that I partied with back in high school, and I got to tell you, they never stopped partying. The partying had grown even harder when I moved back home, so I slid right into it, and it was just, it was awesome being back home. Fell in love with one of my best friends from elementary, high school, and we got married, had a couple of boys. When I became pregnant, amazingly enough, motherhood was so important to me. That was the only time I can remember in my 37-year stretch of drinking where I was able not to drink, because it was so important for me to have, you know, healthy kids. And so I'm the mother of two boys. They're almost 29 and 25 now, but boy, I was a partier and a drinker then, but it wasn't long that I got them off, you know, my nipple to get back onto mine, you know, my bottle, and, you know, took right back up where I left off. And I can look back now and just see the progression of my alcoholism. My marriage didn't last. I got into another career again with thoughts of grandeur and you know, other relationships, other men. This career will fix my life. This men that I met, you know, these great men will fix my life. They will make me happy. They'll fill that somewhat emptiness I felt inside, which I couldn't really pinpoint. And my alcoholism, through all of that, just came along with me. I was actually fairly successful in my career, which I still have today. And I considered myself, I guess you would call, a functioning alcoholic when I got here. But I most definitely wasn't functioning. I am so, so grateful to have been introduced to these rooms. I actually was working at a function, teaching CPR at this big function with hundreds of high school kids and their parents, and this parent happened to walk by this area that I was teaching at, and I looked up at him and I thought, God, that guy looks familiar. Oh my gosh, it's Tom N. And I went, oh my God, Tom. I said, it's Maureen. You know, oh, Mo-o. And he, it was amazing. I hadn't seen him in about 35 years. I had thought that he had died because I heard that he went down the really heavy road of, you know, heroin and stuff like that. But there he was in front of me, and he looked okay. And so I got up to talk to him, and at this point in time of my life, I was really hitting rock bottom. My health was not good. I had severe perioral dermatitis all around my face. My eyes were constantly bloodshot. I didn't think anybody recognized that, you know, or what my issues were at work. Anyway, I talked to this guy named Tom, and I said, my gosh, you look great. And he shared with me that he had been sober for 22 years, and he had raised his kids. And I just started bawling. And thank goodness he introduced me to these rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. At 50 years old, I jumped in with both feet. My sobriety date is August 29th, 2010, so God willing, I'm coming up on 7 years, and I cannot tell you how awesome my life has been in the last 7 years. I've experienced a lot in life, and getting sober isn't, you know, everything. It doesn't make all your wildest dreams come true, but it does make my number one dream come true, or that emptiness that I shared with you before throughout my life that I felt, the different things that I felt I needed to do and connect with in order to fill me up. I was successful with that by working the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous with the sponsor. And especially when coming to the ninth step, I was on a pink cloud in my first year. My gosh, people were just, my boys were so stoked. There was absolutely nothing they could do to help me to stop drinking. It was unfortunate, you know, and I felt very unfortunate that I had raised both of them as a progressive alcoholic, but they're very happy that I finally found my way. And in working these steps, I've been able to fill that pit. I always wondered what the true feeling of joy was. And I can honestly say, in my experience with Alcoholics Anonymous, I have had some wonderful spiritual awakenings where I've felt that joy, and I felt that connection with a power greater than myself, which I choose to call God. I finally have a relationship with God. It's a continual process. It's a continuation of working the steps. I have been so fortunate to gain a couple sponsees in this program, and we actually meet once a month, all of us, my sponsees and I, and we have a step meeting, and we're actually on step 10 right now, and it's amazing how I can catch myself now looking at the things that have really blocked my connection with my higher power, which most of my life have been pride and envy, all run by fear, you know, so I can actually recognize those things. Oops, that's my time. But I just, for those of you that are new, I really like what Kevin had to share. Give it a try. Give it 90 days. If you truly want sobriety in your life, if you truly want your life fulfilled, try the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. Become connected. Get some commitments and meetings. Start to know people. And put yourself out there. We'll give you a nice big hug and walk you down the road. I want to thank you for letting me share a little bit of my story with you today, and many blessings to you all. Thank you.